The Osgood File. Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Ever since states started to adopt electronic voting, there have been questions about how safe it really is. With paper ballots, you can always go back and count the votes by hand. With a computer, you just have to trust the machine. And of course, a machine will say whatever it's programmed to say. In fact, Brian Varner of Symantec Security Response says you can buy a voting machine hacking gizmo for $15.
I can insert it, and then it resets the card, and now I'm able to vote again.
How worried should we be? More after this. With 70% of states using some form of electronic voting and warnings from Donald Trump and others about rigged elections, elections officials are trying to reassure voters the machines can be trusted. CBS's Maria Villarreal watched security expert Brian Varner use a pocket-sized device that would allow someone to vote multiple times.
And how much does that cost?
$15.
So for $15, I could hack the vote?
For $15 and in-depth knowledge of the card, you could hack the vote.
Of course, if you parked yourself at a machine for an hour and just kept voting, a poll worker would probably notice. And Denise Merrill, the president of the National Association of Secretaries of State, thinks this is all overblown.
The idea of a national hack of some sort is almost ridiculous because there is no national system.
She points out that there are more than 9,000 voting districts in this country, all with their own systems. And while they may not all be state-of-the-art, the fact that there are so many of them makes a major hack highly unlikely.
They're tested both before and after. There are paper trails everywhere. I would say the American election system works very well.
But CBS News found that only 60% of states routinely conduct audits of the original paper records, and in areas with completely computerized voting, there are no original paper records. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.